interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, fine folks. It's the finale of January 2021. Oh, my heavens. It is just here and then it's gone with nothing but great things in store. I promise you, if you believe it, it will happen. You keep that sense of positivity and it will come into fruition. In fact, tonight is a design show. That is right. I am really ecstatic to have been a part of some of the behind the scenes to make this virtual show help go on without a hitch, and it will be unveiled this evening. So we're going to cover that. We're going to talk about this amazing organization of ASID, the American Society of Interior Design, and its overall concept and how it pertains to Florida, South Florida in particular, and what you can pop online and check out and see for yourself later on. So here in the studio, I have with us Dr. Ann Rakan. She is the president of the South Florida chapter for ASID. Again, that's an acronym for the American Society of Interior Design. And she is also our program coordinator for Indian River State College's Interior Design Program. And our college, in our own backyard, award-winning, amazing job placement ability. I'm just so excited, representing also White Glove Moving and Storage and real estate industry as a whole for our area, that Indian River State College is a draw for folks, right? For
yes,
for businesses that are looking to hire, for families that are looking to relocate, for opportunities. Indian River State College provides all of that. And to know that they have a program dedicated to interior design goes to show just how valuable design is in the modern world. And so, Dr. Ann Rakan, we're so excited to have you here today. Congratulations on your presidency for this year and for you all stepping up, you and your board, figuring ways around the bends that, COVID has presented and saying we will persevere.
Yes.
Hats off.
Yes. This year has been very interesting and a big challenge, considering this award that we are getting ready, our gala that we're putting online, started off in 2020 as the Design Excellence Awards was going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood.
That new guitar-shaped one.
Yes, that's where it was supposed to be, and we had it all planned out and everything. In fact, you were going to MC it there.
Yeah.
And then COVID came. Ugh. And we had to figure out another way to do this. So what we ended up doing is putting it online. So we have a virtual competition that the winners, that they've been waiting for quite a while now to find out who won for South Florida. It is today. We're going to be unveiling it online. It is, if you want to see it, anybody can see who the award
Yay!
Winners are. It's at fls.asid.org. There's a link and everybody can see it.
So let's talk about the awards a little bit and why it's so prestigious within the interior design community. We are blessed to live in a very special place. I know that in South Florida as a whole, which technically South Florida, based on the Florida ASID geography, is more or less Vero South and a crossover into Naples.
Well, actually, our, I'll call it territory for South Florida,
sure,
is from Vero down to the Keys, over to Naples, and includes Puerto Rico. It's a very large territory.
Oh, yeah.
And we are the second largest in the nation. Out of all the, there's 47 chapters of ASID, and we are the second largest in population.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
And, you know, having perpetual sunshine allows for a different landscape when it comes to interior design. And so what makes the Design Excellence Awards just so prestigious, where novice interior designers that are just getting into the industry versus senior very credible, very established designers find these commonalities because the categories are open to all, right? Whether new or old or...
What we had was our categories were open. We had student competition that was part of this also.
Right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And that included the different schools in South Florida.
Including your own program.
Including our own, yes. And so we had that, and we have commercial design that's also in there, and we have residential design. We also have the industry partners. Those would be the manufacturer reps. They also had a competition among themselves, too. So we had many different categories that you... we had a miscellaneous category, too, just in case.
Just in case.
And just in case, miscellaneous.
There's going to be some oddballs in
but
2020.
But I want to tell you, our design that's coming up this year, when you look at the winners... I don't think you've seen them yet. No, you haven't. We have some really interesting stuff because we have a lot of designers that are from or are influenced by South America and Europe. Out of all of our state, we have people from all over.
Right. We are really fortunate that we have so much inspiration from outsiders because we are so international with South Florida being.
So you will see a whole cross-section of different design that is presented in our competition. It's exciting. I'm really glad to be able to work on this. It's kind of neat. Yeah.
And just for our listeners to get a grasp of what she's trying to describe here, we put together through Indian River State College, who was so generous in loaning out their studio and helping with their incredible department that is able to weld together video pieces for all these different segments and audio and different things that we meshed. To unveil sort of like the Academy Awards, like a pre-recorded
That's
Academy Awards.
That's what it's going to look like. Yes, yes.
This is really cool. And then we divided it into sections. So you have your residential, you're going to have your commercial, you're going to have your student and your industry partner. So you can watch it all. You can watch it in bite-sized clips based on categories.
Yes.
You can then take those links and share it for all the award winners or prospective nominees and the like. But for example... coming on as president in a very interesting year, to say the least, and having run a program with these young minds that are so excited about design and wanting to make the world around them a more beautiful place. What is it about a customer that says, I want an ASID qualified interior designer? What is ASID to the interior design world as we continue, people spend more time in their homes and they keep consulting interior designers to say, oh, I'm in my space more than I've ever been before. I want to make it special. What does ASID stamp mean?
Well, ASID, if it's a professional member of ASID, that means that person has gone to school, either a 2 or 4, maybe a 5 year with a master's program. So they've got the education. They've also had, they've worked in the field for a couple years and under somebody that is licensed, either an architect or a designer, and they have actually sat for a very rigorous exam, the NCIDQ. And once they've passed the exam and I've jumped through every single one of those hoops that you've done, and it's challenging, believe me. I myself had to take the NCIDQ twice myself. So it is challenging. And then once they passed all that, they are... a professional member of the applied ASID, and they become a professional member of ASID. But not only that, in our state, if you are licensed or it's now called certified, you would apply to the state and become certified with the state of Florida also. And with that, you are able to work with commercial work. That's the difference. Yeah. If you're commercial, you must have passed all of those to do commercial work. Aside from that, if you're an ASID member that you have already been in school, that is one of the requirements is having the schooling. And the so we have that for ASID. And it helps because if you are a member of ASID, one of the things or tenets is education. ASID has always been about education. I myself was a member as a college student myself, so it's been a while.
And just like yesterday,
just
folks.
Like yesterday,
yesterday.
So I was a student member when I was in college, and they were all about education back then. They had CEUs, which are continuing education units that professionals and allied members and associate members take. And what it is is you're keeping up with the education. What's the newest trend out there? What's happening in lighting? What's happening with carpet? What is happening in the field and the technology that's out there? Because it affects everything. It's not just the colors and the trends. It's the performance of the product and all. So you find out all this information, or the acoustics, like this room we're in. You know, how do you keep the acoustics sound in the room and not transferring to the room next to you? All of this is part of education. And so they're big on education, networking. Networking's another asset to being a member of ASID. If you're looking for a job, you can ask. They have a jobs bank. And also just members themselves, you can ask. If you're a member, you can ask other members. We have the competitions that I was talking about earlier. We have the ones to watch is for our 30-year-olds or younger designers that are coming out.
Okay, yes. That's
so
exciting.
They can get into that competition, and they're the ones to watch because they're just at the beginning, the cusp of really taking off. And then we have our student competitions and the Design Excellence Awards that I'm discussing with you right now.
You know, and it's important that you mentioned about the continuing education, because I feel as though in some industries, there isn't so much that evolves as there could be in the way of interior design. And as you commented on, so many of the facets that feed into interior design, from the technology in homes where more and more homes are becoming smart homes, and the same case in point, that networking, knowing industry partners. A designer can't do it all on their own, right? They reach out to industry partners, which is a huge facet of ASID, the American Society of Interior Design, to know that there are people that you can hold accountable and that are reliable for helping to implement the very design that you envision,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so I believe that my favorite part in representing White Glove Moving and Storage and being very active with ASID since our conception, which is nearly 20 years now, we always knew that there was an alignment with interior designers. They had a lot of specificity?
Or specifics, either one.
Specific, which is much easier to say it that way. Dr. Ann Rakan, she's so smart, folks. Honestly, just say specifics.
You could say Ann. It's okay.
those specifications, where if you envision something, it has to be executed just so, and has to literally be hung at 3 1/4 inch. And if anything less would just simply not work. And hence, White Glove was created as a result of that, and knowing that we could handle those pieces. And I just know that our relationship with ASID members are so strong because they expect us to have that same code of ethics that the interior designers themselves have to adhere to. And I find that when you're amongst peers and like-minded individuals that focus on the ability to excel in their industries, you can't help but hit a home run most of the time, right?
Well, I can say for your business that your fellas, your movers, know what they're doing. They pick things up. When it says white glove, it means white glove.
Because
other people, other places, they push the stuff off across the floor and either mar the floor or break a leg on something.
Meanwhile, it was that brand new knotty pine that you just had installed, custom from a vendor, clear across the globe.
Yep.
And you have to know that the partners that you are going to hire and make this project come to life with,
it's
are going to be that good.
It is that important, because it's just too expensive to have to replace everything because somebody didn't do it.
Nor is there the time. But last time I checked, projects are usually deadlined.
Yes.
Last time I checked.
Yes.
And so again, just one more of the attributes to the accreditation of ASID members and what it stands for, the caliber that's behind it.
Also courtesy. The moving men using courtesy with the client.
Well,
very important.
Thank you.
Yes, very important.
So it's interesting to me, and we are coming up to a hard break here real quick, that folks that are spending more time in their homes, that are thinking, I want to change, I want to look to make this space perfect for what we're doing. Our lives are changing. More and more people are working from home and spending more time and thinking, how can I repurpose the space? Which was a number of the awards, actually, this go-round, where people refocused and repurposed a space that was potentially a den before and now is a home office that allows for some peace and quiet, yet they can still go out and have family life the moment they open said door. So where, again, can folks tap into the directory of ASID accredited members and industry partners, check out the design show, and learn more about ASID as a whole, Anne?
The website, it would be fls.asid.org. And in there, you can also become a member. You can apply for a membership and also see the competition and see the winners. They've got the photograph of the actual designer and the projects themselves. Very good.
Very good. It's going to be exciting. All right. So we have more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, How to Give Back, and the value of ASID and the Indian River State College program right here in our own backyard. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the Moses, Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, everyone. January 2021 is coming to an end, yet we are going to close on a high note because there's some exciting things to see. That's right. If you're going to have the weekend in, we're going to give to you a design show. We're going to delve into that in just a moment. I would like to quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in Vero Beach in the Fresh Market Plaza right next door to the Hallmark. Manicures, pedicures, waxing, lash extensions, kids chairs, you can do little bridal parties. There are so many opportunities for you to be pampered and look your best and feel fresh in Florida as that sunshine is coming back and we have those warmer temperatures. Feel great, look great, get foxified at Foxy Nails. Shout out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Tax season is fast upon us. And though housing is limited, you can own your own home. The best way to do that and be able to pounce on something that you love is to be pre-qualified. Caliber Home Loans can do that for you. Offices in Melbourne, Vero, and St. Lucie. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. And you are not a number. You are a client. They use only local appraisers and they make you feel like family. And lastly, our friends over at True Colors Salon, with stylists for every budget and every schedule that includes evenings and weekends. True Colors is the largest salon in Vero on Old Dixie. Plenty of space for social distancing so you can feel and look your best as we transition into a new year and a new season. I'm here in the studio with Dr. Anne Rakan. She is our program coordinator for Indian River State College Interior Design Program and also our current president of the South Florida chapter for the American Society of Interior Design, affectionately referred to during this program and commonly as ASID. And there are so many cool things to be said for having the youth that you get to mentor, right, and teach. And the program is blossoming.
Yes, it is. It is. As I was just telling you during the break, that it has been such an honor being president of ASID. And with this, I've also been able to get my students involved with ASID also, and they have been enjoying this so much. They've been working with social media, and they've been working on graphics, and they are really enjoying. I have 8 that have become involved with it.
Wow.
And this is good. Yeah, this is really good. These are our future, our junior designers to be. So I'm really blessed. I love what I do. So.
And the fact of the matter is the program for someone who's feeling as though they might have a passion for interior design, mm-hmm. it's accessible. Mm-hmm. At Indian River State College, I recently read a statistic where over 90% of the graduates are able to leave with a degree debt-free, which is tremendous. And so if someone's interested in pursuing a career in interior design, what is that enrollment process, or what does it look like to at least shadow or learn more about the interior design program through Indian River State College here locally?
Well, typically, it's a 2-year program. It's 75 credits, and typically, it starts in the fall, and you will be done in 2 years.
Oh,
if
wow.
you take the classes as they come in 2 years. But then sometimes people don't always start in the fall.
Sure.
We work it through, however it is. I always call it the perfect world. And perfect world doesn't happen. So
and not always.
No, mm-hmm. it doesn't happen. So if they miss the fall semester, then we work it out the spring or whatever. So that would be your typical, and I forgot what the rest of the question was you asked me about.
So just simply, if they're interested in enrolling, it's looking at either a fall or spring semester.
Yes.
And how do they go about doing that?
Well, they will go into the W building and they apply to the college first, and then they get an advisor. An advisor will help them out, tell them you want to go into interior design, or they'll put you in general ed classes because that's typically what people do is in AA.
Sure.
So you would tell them that you're interested in interior design, and you will be working at this point in time. There are 2 instructors there. I have Dr. Janet Bishop and then myself, and we are the ones that are running the program right now. There are about 21 classes, different courses,
okay,
plus general ed.
That's exciting. So to know that it's available in our own backyard is really exciting. And of course, in South Florida, we have a unique landscape. We have people that oftentimes come from big cities that retire pretty well off, and they like to hire interior designers, and they want someone to help
yes.
them create this amazing place for them to call home and them not to have to worry about the hassle or the logistics. So we are in the perfect, if you will, area to be able to blossom
yes,
in this career.
Yes, this area will be growing for a while. Decades.
And to that
yes.
point, for those that do get involved in interior design, ASID is a worthwhile membership and affiliation to have, because
yes.
it does bring out the best in you. It gives you that continuing education, and then it helps you to be highlighted in the event of the design awards, which again are happening tonight. We have about 40 seconds left. Dr. Ann Rakan, tell us about the awards and where they can go see them.
The awards are on tonight, and they're broken into 3 different parts, 20 minutes each, starting with students and industry partners and the miscellaneous we were talking about earlier, followed by commercial in a second video, and then last video is residential, and they're about 20 minutes each, and you can watch them all, and they are online at fls.asid.org.
And again, that's highlighting the best of the best, and Dr. Ann Rakan at Indian River State College is helping to bring them up into the population, into South Florida. Thank you for being a part of the program. Thank you for offering that information to us today. TreasureCoastInsider.us. Until next week, cheers.